Proverbs chapter 26. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemingly for a fool. As a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet and drinks damage. The legs of the lame are not equal, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As he that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. As a thorn goes up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. The great God that formed all things both rewards the fool and rewards transgressors. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. See you a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man says, "There's a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets." As a door turns upon his hinges, so does a slothful upon his bed. The slothful hides his hand in his bosom. It grieves him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and meddles with strife belonging not to him is like one that takes a dog by the ears. As a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death, so is a man that deceives his neighbor and says, "Am not I in sport?" Where no wood is, there the fire goes out. So where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potsherd covered with silver dross. He that hates dissembles with his lips and lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. Whoso digs a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolls a stone it will return upon him. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin.